I'm pretty, pretty princess.
Pretty, pretty wasted.
School's out!
Hey, what's up, snack cakes?
It's episode 16.
Zebra cakes and Bowberry biscuits. And
Woo! I like some Bojangles.
Hey, I like Bojangles too.
It's episode 16, and it's me and
it's Billy Delish, and we have Amber here from Mom, You're Ruining Our Fort.
What's up, guys?
And also my roommate Larkin from Mom, You're Ruining Our Fort.
It's a simulcast, but not really.
We should be like Larkin again.
Again.
Larkin's on all of our shows.
Isn't it funny that my roommate is in a rival podcast?
We're not rivals.
They say it simultaneously. We're not rivals.
Well, because we're BFF.
We're sister cast.
It's funny because I was thinking about this, being like,
there's
no competition between podcasts because you're not stealing our money. You're not stealing our fans. You're boosting each other together.
It's not even like you're stealing airtime. It's just like,
exactly.
We're stealing bandwidth.
Your radio is cool as hell. Did you do that on purpose?
No, it was accidental, but I realized.
The more bandwidth you have, the more money you have to pay for the site.
Well, I have the side rat tail too.
No, but that's cool as hell, man. That's how mine was when I first started it out, and then it grew longer.
It's probably better than the mullet that I had for a while.
I liked your mullet. I made it.
I liked my mullet too, but then people thought it was so trashy and disgusting that I had to cut it off.
I have a paddle
that I'm wearing.
You're wearing my pants.
Yeah, they're your white.
This is starting to sound like a
Mom, you're ruining our fort.
Yeah, this is starting to sound like your pod. We need to get some orderliness.
Sorry. Back to square one.
So just to confirm, like, Amber came into town tonight because I was giving her a bike and because I won the Fluffoo contest.
Yay!
And also because she wanted to come to Greensboro.
Yeah.
But so she's in town, so we got really wasted playing a game called Pretty Pretty Princess.
And the girls won.
The game is Pretty Pretty Wasted.
Well, no,
but it's based off Pretty Pretty Princess.
I'm saying the board game we were playing.
The board game is Pretty Pretty Princess, and Pretty Pretty Wasted goes like, when you spin to move, you drink that many drinks, and then if you get the black ring, then it increases how much you have to drink, and if you get the black, if you get the crown stolen from you, you have to drink even more.
And I wanted the black ring all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was my precious.
Neil is probably Pretty Pretty more wasted than anyone else.
I'm pretty, pretty morbid and pretty, pretty fucked up.
He's pretty, pretty on caffeine pills.
Yeah, I took some stackers.
Only one.
Caffeine pill.
Because he was
have another one? I'm serious, though.
Neil was fine.
I gotta go for a second, y'all.
My other diet pills are on top of the refrigerator. They're actually better than the stackers.
Larkin likes to abuse diet pills.
During the game, for some reason, I couldn't help it, but every single time I would say something, I had to end it in Z. So it'd always be like, rings.
Oh, I rolled a three.
It's a good thing we're doing as is so zig zines.
As is so zig zines.
Cause
And for the first time ever, I used to live in Greensboro with these dudes,
and
I used to hang out at New York Pizza all the time, which is the happening spot, but not really.
There are New York pizzas around other places, but they're not the same at all.
Yeah, but anyways, I used to hang out at this particular New York pizza a lot, and I used to get really drunk there a lot. This is the first time I've ever gotten drunk there legally because I just turned 21.
I still haven't gotten drunk there legally.
Should there be like a legally like
what?
Like theme music like
no.
Legally.
By the way, I'm the old man river in this room because I'm 25.
Old man river.
Yes.
Like to say about like Neil getting the black ring, Daniel was fucking determined to have the crown.
Yeah, and I won the first game.
And then I won the second.
Yeah, the girls always won the game, which I think kind of is appropriate.
I think that's how the game is supposed to work.
I think it's disappointing.
Also,
because you
want to
be a princess.
Because I have allergies.
Well, I deserve to be a princess.
When I was younger, my cousins and I used to play Pretty Pretty Princess, like the normal game, because we were like 10. And my older cousin never wanted to play it, and now I know why. Because she's a lesbian.
There you go.
She's
not a bull dyke, she's just a lesbian.
No, I know. She's the Duke. She's the Duke.
You know what I think?
Duke cousin.
And the black ring is somehow. Is this the black ring?
No.
Yeah, it is. That's in the room.
Oh, it is.
It followed me.
Well, I had it last and I had to take it off because I'm like, I can't podcast that.
I was like,
that
Neil, that's a lighter.
Daniel.
That's all that I saw.
And you were
Neil.
So wrong.
You know, Amber and Danny named Tina from the L word Duke.
Why?
Because she's such a fucking cunt whore.
Because she sucks.
She does.
Everyone in this room is in love with the L word except me.
But whatever, you were so involved in the last episode.
I've only
seen, oh my god!
I definitely was not saying oh my god in a hamster voice.
This is chaotic like Brittany and Kevin.
I've only seen...
Oh wait, no. I have something to straighten all this out. I think we should talk about our version of heaven and hell.
Oh shit.
Well,
Daniel wasn't there, he was at work.
Well, I think we should still bring it up because
that's
I think
okay.
It's
you
interesting.
Ahead, you go ahead and discuss.
Alright, well, Amber, explain what was decided then.
Okay.
They've heard Mariah before, so it'll
Mariah P. Chulak.
She's been on the show.
I don't know what
her
middle name is. Lynn. Mariah L. Chulak is the, god, as you will, if I may.
She owns She's the owner of heaven.
She's the owner of heaven, and Larkin is the owner of hell, because we decided that Satan and God are like the Dread Pirate Roberts, who the title gets passed on through generations. And so Larkin owns hell, and Mariah owns heaven.
Now, Larkin, describe what hell is like.
Hell is like a fucking 24/7 party,
mm-hmm.
And because it's for sinners and we're cool.
It's for sinners.
Be quiet, I can't help. The fucking chinchillas made me have an allergic reaction.
That's a whole nother story.
That's a whole fucking other bag of tea.
Fucking chinchillas. But like, and so, and I also get all the boys that I, and like, so the basic thing is if you're cool with having lots of casual sex and one night stands, you go to hell with me.
And so what's heaven like then?
It's like if you want relationships and if you smoke a lot of pot,
yeah.
You go to Mariah.
Like Mariah.
So heaven's like hippies and then hell is like being sort
hipsters.
Of like a Manhattan scenester.
Yeah. Hell is hippies and hell is hipsters. But I, Amber...
I'm
the secretary, so basically all I do is watch the people go by on the conveyor belt, and I push the button that says hell or heaven. So people are going by, and I'm like, hell, hell, heaven,
hell,
hell,
and
hell,
and if you
hell,
have, like, tattoos
heaven,
and piercings, and
heaven.
You're skinny, and a boy, and you look like a girl, you go
then
to hell.
Then it goes to Amber's room.
Now what happens to straight edge?
The bite punks.
What happens to straight edge people?
And they go to purgatory with Neil.
Now,
on a couch.
I'll explain purgatory. Purgatory is me sitting on an infinitely long, dusty couch watching an episode of Mythbusters and drinking a beer. And you come into purgatory, and it's like, well, what do you do here? And I'm like, you sit the fuck down, you drink a beer, and you watch Mythbusters.
You neither like it nor you hate it.
And if you dislike what's going on, I send you into a glass room that either has yodeling music...
Polka
or death metal.
Or house music on amateur night.
Yeah. And the people who run the doors are very small monkeys wearing fezes and vests.
Well,
so essentially if someone is like they're like, I don't wanna watch, can we change the channel? I'm like, go in the fucking yodeling room.
Yeah, so basically it sucks for the people that know Larkin or Mariah because we don't get to hang out in hell or heaven. We have
yeah,
to be
you
like
because we have parties with
no,
you.
We have to do the jobs.
No,
like,
we said we have parties on Earth.
No, people don't just stop dying.
Oh, by the way,
like,
Joe's the elevator man.
They got
man,
a purgatory when they stop
yeah,
dying.
Yeah, Joe, this other dude that was hanging out with
Vegan
us.
Joe is the elevator man.
He's the one that, like, lifts up the velvet rope into hell or heaven. So
what's Daniel
to,
gonna be?
He has to check your ID, like, whether you got the hell or the heaven sticker
dude,
from me.
Would Daniel be the angel of death?
Daniel's Buddha, he meditates between everyone. Like,
Daniel is the one that kills
people
to go into heaven or hell.
I would rule the Summerland.
That doesn't come into play
okay,
in heaven or hell.
Okay,
J.R.R.
J.R.?
Tolkien.
He was Christian.
Wiccan.
I wasn't talking about Wicca.
Well, Wicca.
What we were saying about
well,
if you smell incense around, you know, a Wiccan has walked by.
A Wiccan mom is walking by you. Like
that
Stevie,
smells like lotus. Has a Wiccan walked by?
Did Stevie Nicks just walk by?
Yeah, I think that was Stevie Nicks.
Oh my god, when we were in Barnes & Noble, which is what they're talking about because we smelled incense suddenly, but like I was peeing and two children crawled under my stall.
Oh,
like into her stall.
Into my stall, and the mom like yanked them out by their ankles and then like leaned against the door and said, "I am so sorry." And I was like, "I mean, that's okay, man." Like,
and we were in the car. I was looking.
I would imagine them clawing the tile, trying to keep
no,
away.
No, and then I came back out. And
they're like
the
Silent
girl,
Hill zombies.
No, I came back out, and the little girl like swung back and forth and went, "Thank you."
But not future, like a dragon.
Future lesbian. But also, we were in the. I was looking at graphic novels because I'm.
Oh fuck, shit!
I'm a fucking dork.
Sargothus.
And yeah, Sargothus showed up. But so I'm looking at like the graphic novels, and Amber and Larkin are there, and Amber's like, "I wish I could find a book on atheism."
No, Larkin said that.
I said Larkin.
No,
did I? Wow.
Yes.
It's like me last podcast.
But Larkin was saying, like, I wish there was a graphic novel about atheism. And suddenly this fellow behind us whose face was stuffed into a graphic novel said, can I make a suggestion? And we were like, okay. And he was like, now, there was the 15th anniversary issue of Batman, and it involved Arkham Asylum. And
Arkham Asylum.
And Larkin was like, does this involve atheism at all? And he was like, well, no. And then we were like, oh.
But I ran, when he started talking, I couldn't contain my laughter, I ran into the science fiction / fantasy aisle.
Which, that's where the sort of whole heaven and hell thing started, because Anna was like, I think being in the science fiction section would be like my sort of like ambivalent hell.
Despite the fact that the His Dark Materials trilogy comes from the science fiction fantasy section.
Well, that's not where I got it, but, no, because I decided...
Damn!
No, because I decided that, like, hell would be, like, a whole aisle, as long as you could see, of, like, science fiction and fantasy, and I'd be
hell
like,
hell is Piers Anthony.
Well, hell isn't as bad as I thought it would be, because I have shit to read,
podcast.
But it also
I'll bring them up like I do titties.
Well,
by the way, there's my titties for this podcast,
wait,
y'all.
I want to say titties.
Titties.
I'm not gonna say
pretty,
that word.
Pretty princess titties.
So,
yeah.
By the way, I voted that we should call pretty princess P cubed.
Amber.
Wait,
what? P3,
talk
like
about
on Charm. Yeah, P3. The power of P. Charm. Up high.
Ah! I just burned myself out.
I've had an incredible year.
Up
top.
Daniel hasn't heard the story, though.
What story?
Oh, the story of Sargothus.
Make it
great
quick.
Story.
Okay, I'll just
Daniel
tell-
has the piss, and I have to play a song so I can go pee.
Okay, I'll just tell you right now. The story of Sargothus is that on my 23rd...
It sounds like it should be on a scroll.
The story of Sargothus, henceforth, with wherewithal, goes as follows.
Oh, thank you not to do that again, sir.
On my 21st birthday, we were hanging out at this place in Charlotte called The Penguin, and,
I love it.
If you're in Charlotte,
there was this dude that was sitting on a bar stool, and he was like, "Larkin, I like," or he didn't say Larkin, he didn't know who she was.
"Larkin, I like you. You stay with me. I'm the cat that lives."
I was wearing a Night of the Living Dead shirt.
He commented on a Larkin shirt, and he was like, "I like your shirt." So I was drunk, and I was like, "Sit with us." So
literally in that voice.
Yeah, really, actually.
No,
was.
It actually was in that voice. Sit with us. He sat with us. And started talking, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm in this symphonic black metal band. Do you want to know what the name of the band
Frost is?
And I was like, "Yes, I do." And he said, "It's Mysteriarch." He started talking about his band, and like, and then we're just talking, and I kept giving him questions so he would keep talking because it was the funniest thing ever. And I just wanted to laugh because it was my birthday. And then he was like, "Do you want to know what my metal name is?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And he said, "My metal name is Sargothus."
Oh,
and I was
no.
I was like, "Why is it Sargothus?" And he was like, "Well, Sar means of the flesh, and Goth means the light coming through the windows because of gothic architecture, or it means
darkness.
And I was like, "That's really interesting. Do you know anything about astrology?" And like, he started going on about like astrology because I just wanted
voice.
To like make sure he was an idiot.
Well, and also,
by the way,
like,
if you're listening, Sargothus, you're an ass.
No, because he was like,
"Don't
really
ever come up to us again."
He was like, "I'm really bad
at
remembering people's names.
You're off the island, Sargothus."
Do you remember that, Amber?
What?
"I'm really bad at remembering people's
names."
Yeah,
he was like, no, first he said, What's your name? Oh, Tatya. Okay. Good, because I'm really good at remembering people's names. And then he went on about, like, for, like, 15 minutes. And then the thing that he ended this conversation with was, because I'm really bad at remembering people's names.
But good job, Sargathis.
He had prefaced the conversation with saying that he was good at remembering people's
and
names.
And he thought Tatya was wearing a snake around her neck.
Song time.
So,
y'all.
Since I have to pee, and this is crazy, we have to regroup ourselves.
What's the first song we're going to play?
Our first song is Karen...
Tatoyan.
Karen Tatoyan.
This song is called Stomach, and it's amazing, and I first heard it on the Notes Underground podcast ages ago, so it's fine to play.
And Daniel and I have never heard this before. We're going on Amber's judgment, which we trust up until now, so this will be the test.
But I think that you guys should listen to it because I think that you guys would really like it. Yeah. And I think that you guys listening would really like it.
And you guys can get this on MySpace. Just type in Karen Tatoyan.
We'll put a link on our website.
Yeah, we'll put a link up. So have fun. Listen to this song. Enjoy it. Dance in your bedroom.
Well, it's not a dancey song. It's kind
of depressing.
Make
it a dance song.
Cry in your fucking bedroom.
Depressed dance in your bedroom.
Jack off in the shower while you cry.
Jerk off in the bathroom cry.
Okay, song.
Remix Karen Tatoyan's Stomach so you can dance along. Here we go.
Peace.
Describing the
Fact about Karen Tatoyan, and it's that she writes all of her music while she's sitting on the toilet.
It's true, there's a picture of her that proves it.
Which, you know, I mentioned in our favorites podcast, my favorite place to think about life is on the toilet. So I guess we're soulmates.
And I guess everyone knows I do a lot of thinking and reading on the toilet. I actually finished my last novel on the toilet, which is Malcolm Brayley's On the Yard, which I recommend to anybody.
Which is
great,
probably,
prison novel.
Probably why I have so many hemorrhoids.
Son of a bitch, man.
I don't, because it's always a surprise when it comes to me. I'm always like, oh shit, I have to go.
Oh shit.
And then
literally. I was making so many good puns earlier. It was great.
Everything that we were talking about earlier was probably funnier than like anything that's going to get broadcast.
Yes,
so sorry.
Probably. Whoopsie. We're more fun to hang out with in person, by the way.
Yeah, but that's true of everybody that does a podcast, probably, I would say.
Oh, by the way, on a podcast that Amber was listening to, which is what? The Mediocre,
Mediocre Show.
Which is a great podcast from what I've listened to. You guys are fucking hilarious. He wanted a chrome 20-sided die.
Yeah.
And if you guys, if anyone's listening, send me, like, a jeweled 20-sided die. If you're gonna, like, if anything, do that. Do that.
What's the name for that? I forget. It's, like,
a chrome 20-sided die.
Well, it's a special name for the 20-sided, but I don't feel like thinking about numbers right now.
The epitome of dorkiness? I think that's what it's called.
Unless you play Second Life.
It's all you Second Lifers out there.
Wait a second.
Sorry.
Life, like, D&D.
No.
Sorry, but I don't feel like paying to have a separate life off of the internet because
it's actually free. Second Life is free.
I thought that you had to pay to be like a member of it.
No, no, it's free.
So I want to play.
That's what's even sadder about it, though, is people.
But I thought that people paid to like be on it.
No, no, it's free.
Some people pay.
Well, you pay to get extra clothing and shit like that.
Oh.
No one knows what everyone is talking about except for people who already play.
Well, it's,
but we don't play.
Like,
we just know.
It's
about
like
it.
The Sims only you. It's the Sims,
but you can fly.
Yeah, and you can do whatever, and if you pay extra money, like, through your credit card, you can
Buy, like, a jeweled cod
piece.
You
can have a castle and a didgeridoo and a...
That sounds pristine.
Wait, I forgot to do my intro that I wanted to do.
What was your intro you wanted to do?
Hi, my name is Amber. I really like footless tights, authentic Russian tea ceremonies, and Caesar salads.
What was your intro, Larkin?
I already said it last time.
No, but you gotta say it again for the cast.
Olsen Twins AFI Satan.
Olsen Twins AFI Satan, so yeah.
Larkin is like the least social person ever. Like, if you're doing something that doesn't interest her at all, she'll just...
Which is essentially watching...
I read anyway.
Essentially watching The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
What would your intro be, Daniel?
If I had an intro...
That's my social person here.
If I had an intro, I'd be like, hi, I'm Daniel. Stop hitting on me, ladies. It's awful. Because, like, whenever I go to bars and girls start hitting on me, it's really awkward. But, like, when girls do hit on me, it's, like, the most obsessive girls hitting on me. And they won't leave me alone. And I'm like, what's going on here?
mine
would be, stop letting your boyfriends hit on me, you stupid fucks who don't believe me when I tell you your boyfriends are hitting on me. Yeah, that means you cunt.
My intro would be, hi, I'm Neil. I like RPGs, side-scrollers, Mythbusters, and drinking beer. And then every girl would leave the room.
I like RPGs, but only, not like...
D&D.
Not
like, yeah,
not
LARPing. Live, not
LARPing. No, yeah, I'm talking about, like, Final Fantasy.
Yeah, like, video game RPGs.
Except
Breath of Fire,
only,
Legend of Zelda.
That's the only kind of video game I'll play, other than Soul Calibur.
I don't mind RPGs, but I don't want to play Mario RPG, because it sucks.
It was funny for a while, though.
Paper Mario! Because
it's so weird, it's awkward.
Yeah.
I downloaded the SNES emulsion.
Emulator.
Emulsion. Are you talking about screen printing now?
The emulsion kit.
Or film.
The SNES emulator on my computer a long time ago, and I played the Sailor Moon RPG for a little bit, but
that
it
shit sucks.
It was
I played
lame,
that.
Because
yeah.
I love Sailor Moon.
Have you played the Sailor Moon action one, though? It's like Double Dragon.
You
just
like
beat
the,
people up.
The fighting game, yeah.
Yeah, you just kind of beat people
I
up.
I play that.
Like,
I like anything that has to do with Sailor Moon except the RPG.
Like the Ninja Turtles game where you beat people
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's fun though.
And
you
look for
be,
pizza.
You get to be Shredder and shit.
And
you
go into sewers.
I played a side-scroller one time in an arcade. I don't remember what it was at all, but
was
it
was Metal
awesome
Slug?
Because
that game fucking brutal.
What, whatever it was, it was a side-scroller and I was a centaur girl and
oh, that's Golden Axe.
I kicked ass.
That's fucking Golden
and
Axe,
I've never been
bitches.
Able to find it ever, and I can't believe that you know what that is, but that's awesome.
Because I'm an enormous fucking dork. We've
you
confirmed
are.
This on multiple podcasts.
Yeah.
You know what I like?
That's never been confirmed for me, though.
I like piss shivers.
I'm...
If you guys don't know piss shivers...
Wait, do you mean the...
Wait, that's real?
Do you mean the
we talked about this before, but not on
the
podcast.
You mean the pleasure delay?
Wait, I don't remember this, so explain
okay.
it for the podcast.
Neil explained to me the term is piss shivers, and it's when you go to pee.
Oh, piss shivers.
Yeah.
I thought you said piss shitters.
Oh, no, no.
When you
pee. The
piss shivers is when you, like, you go to pee... And all of a sudden, this euphoric sensation washes over your body.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Is that, like the, is that like the pleasure delay where you like keep yourself from peeing as long as possible, so when you finally do pee, you're just like, oh!
No, that's,
oh,
that's,
shit!
That's not what it is, because
oh
you're
my god,
weird,
it's so good. Because
you're a weirdo.
Well,
no,
for me,
that's
like,
not even made by me. That's
no,
made
this,
by a girl that,
a
we
lot
know.
Of people do that.
Piss shivers
yeah.
are like when you're pissing, you just get like a, you get like a, like a little fuzzy area up your spine, and you're like, whoo!
Well, for me, like, I...
How relieving.
By default, when I have to piss, I usually don't, or when I have, like, I usually don't use the bathroom when I have to, and I just wait for a long time. Then when I finally do, I get this, like, euphoric sensation washing over my brain, and I love it. And then, like, sometimes I actually do shiver, so I guess piss shivers does apply.
By the way, there's a brutal fucking punk band called the Quincy Punks, and they do a song called Piss Shivers, which is
that's
awesome.
That's called an overcast.
Well, that's...
Yeah,
special.
I wish
they
I
also
had
do
orgasms.
Another song called There's a Crack Lab in My Basement.
Or Sex, David.
Whoa, we can't
Larkin,
say that.
Larkin's gotten sassy on this cast.
She is sassy.
It's a sass cast.
She's brassy.
She's sassy
well,
McGee.
Well, it's because his family's Christian.
Larkin is
brazen.
She's brazen.
Well, I think it's time to play Cake or Death.
Yeah.
And this song...
We just found this song.
And it's beautiful.
Well, I had this
it
song
is.
On our playlist on a music pod show, whatever. Pod
yeah.
show, music
pod free music
pod
cast.
Safe.
Pod safe music cast.
And,
that's where Daniel and I go to get a lot of our music, and we found a lot of good stuff. We had that song Countdown from that one band, and there's a lot of good stuff.
So this is Cake or Death with a song called Satisfied, and it will immediately wrap you in. You want to listen to more, so
it'll
we're playing
Satisfied.
By the way, we're playing sad sack songs tonight.
That's
sad
because
my
I'm a guest,
sad.
And the only songs that I like are depressing
stars.
Songs.
That's a. What? By the way, if you want a
Crooked
good,
Fingers,
Crooked Fingers, which is, has Eric Bachman for Archers of Loaf. Like, if you want a sad song, Underneath Sad Stars, that's a fucking brutal song.
God.
That,
is that the band
Set
that did that
fire
song that
white
was like,
liquor girl?
I am so into you.
No, that's Shudder to Think.
Okay, I like
Shudder
that.
To Think is one of my favorite bands of all time.
And he has
by the
like
way.
An orgasm while he's
he has the best voice.
Awesome.
Holy shit!
You
but
put that on the mix for me,
Neil.
And I was.
Thank you, Larkin.
Welcome.
What's the word? I was dazzled.
Were you
bedazzled?
Oh wait! By the way, I was while you guys were at the bar, I was watching television, and the Bedazzler it's back for $19.95.
That's
oh my god!
If you
that's
get Walmart,
almost
cheaper.
$20.
But it's the original Bedazzler. They literally say it's the original fucking Bedazzler.
But Walmart's
wow.
always had the Bedazzler. It's just been hidden.
Well,
what?
I'm just saying, if you want the OG,
is that like Zoo Books?
What?
Do you remember Zoo
yeah,
Books?
Yeah, Zoo Books.
They would like, always be like, if you order Zoo Books now, you get this special
free
elephant.
It's always the elephant book. And they had like,
but
they're
the
like,
most important,
look at the
who
interior
a
of
about,
a shark.
The most interesting one
elephants?
Was the one about the dinosaurs.
Dude, an elephant is apparently, according to my meditation guru, that's my spirit animal.
Well, how about that?
And that's
that?
True.
And it's Mariah's favorite animal.
My spirit
it's
animal
true.
Is a snake or a cheetah. But I don't have a guru, so
and
I
cheetahs
don't know.
Make chirping noises, which
my
is really cute.
I love cheetahs.
We'll continue this conversation after we play cake or
yes,
whatever.
Cake or Death.
Cake or Death.
Cake or Death.
And this song is Satisfied. We promised it to you about 3 minutes ago. Here it goes. Thank you.
back and forth at night. It doesn't mean a thing if I can keep you in my sight. And I know we are not satisfied. We are not satisfied. Don't need no alibi. We are not satisfied.
Thanks for the links to those dashboard things too, Dave. I appreciated it.
Widgets?
Yeah, he left me some widget links in my MySpace profile.
Well, let's not bring up dashboard confessionals and Neil.
Fucking god damn it, man. Even David Letterman made fun of that.
Your hair's terrible. He was better before everybody started liking him.
No, actually, he wasn't. He was never good.
I like Dashboard.
There's some professional songs that are fine.
Yeah.
You like Simple Plan, Daniel.
I like songs that are like...
I like Simple Plan for the novelty. Simple Plan for
I like
the
songs,
novelty.
I like
the novelty of wanting to fuck
like,
every
this,
band member.
This Mayan ashtray that I found when I was like on an archaeological dig in South America. I like Simple Plan, too.
I guess I could be...
I'll say this. I will say this, though. I'll admit this. I'm a fucking asshole about music. Like, if like I don't like what you listen to, like I'll be really fucking mean about it.
Well,
did like Karen Tatorian?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was really
did
good.
Did you?
So was his Cake Your Death song. I think that was amazing.
I liked it too.
I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was it's a beautiful song.
Cake Your Death, if you listen to this ever, we'll probably email you.
Yeah, I like that.
We'll send you a message.
But you guys are really
I like
wonderful.
That their band name is from an Eddie Izzard stand up joke bit.
I like that Blonde Redhead was named after a Smith song.
Lord, mercy, I like Blonde Redhead.
I like all bands that were named after Smith.
A lot of bands
songs.
Misery is a Butterfly. Misery
songs.
Is a Butterfly, amazing song. I Still Get My Rocks On, amazing song.
I like
Blonde Redhead has it on lock.
David put that on the mix to remind him of me.
Aww.
Some great song.
I like the Colin Molloy from the Decemberists doing Morrissey songs.
I like him doing his new album.
Jack the Ripper is my favorite. Like, I like it better than Morrissey.
It's so good because it's.
Have you guys seen the video of 16
like
Military Wives?
When I say that.
No, but we saw that the first time they played it live.
We need to watch that on
iTunes.
We need to watch that on YouTube. Because it's a really funny video. It's like kind of Rushmore-esque.
They did it live at the show that we went to
three years ago. It was awesome because like Amber got a recording of the band The Long Winters for me. And they're like still to this day like in my top five favorite bands.
It was so cute. She went up to them and she was like, "You're my boyfriend's favorite band."
And like I still have the recording because there's a great part in it where he's like, because Chapel Hill is a town that's known where like no one dances to the bands.
And he was like,
"If you guys don't uncross your arms, I'm gonna play 30 minutes of blues music."
And he did.
And he just started wanking off on some blues music. It was so funny.
They didn't even dance to Cadence Weapon, and
later,
that's like the most danceable shit ever.
If you don't dance
to
Car Parts, you're an
asshole. I was like, "My boyfriend really likes you guys."
Because that was when Amber and Neil were dating.
Will you please,
by the way,
will you please give me his CD? And well, I paid for it, but whatever. And he was like, "Okay, why isn't he here? Because he's studying." Okay, I'm gonna give you this handshake for him, and he gave me a very hearty handshake.
I guess that's one of the reasons
John from
the
Long Winters is a good guy.
One of the best bands ever.
Yeah, they're great guys.
I think one of the reasons I like the Milestone in Charlotte, Rock On Ghetto Fortress.
I like the Milestone.
Hell yeah, Ghetto Fortress as hell.
Because in the Milestone in Charlotte, like, it's one place where you can go and a band's playing.
Everyone dances.
You grab your friends, you start dancing, everyone joins
in. And also, who plays there? Who we had on our podcast?
The Pink Spider.
No.
They didn't play there.
Even better.
Hide your Crisco and lock up your daughters.
I'm blowing up. Is he going to play Run to the Hills?
Do you remember when you and I went and we booty danced?
Who sent you the text message?
Let's see. I got a ringtone today. We were in Barnes & Noble with the Sargothis fellow.
Annoying everyone around
and,
us.
And I got it. It was great. I got Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. Fucking metal as fuck, dude.
Run to the hills!
I was reading about vampires.
My ringtone is the final countdown.
Yeah, and Amber's ringtone owns everyone's.
Everyone should call in with their voice and leave us a voicemail with their favorite ringtone, but you have to sing it instead of play it.
Okay, this is great. One of my friends in Durham, Betsy, just wrote, "Rully drunk spelled R-U-L-L-Y. Where are you at?"
Where are you at?
Behind the preposition asshole, that's what you should put when you reply.
Like, no, fucking Betsy's awesome, man.
You should still, I correct all my friends about that.
I have a great,
hopefully I'm going to be drumming for Betsy's band over the fall and winter.
Speaking of text messages and
Hide
Your Crisco.
I'm going to be in Hillsborough.
High five, Neil. I thought you were going straight to New York. I am so glad that you're not going to New York. Mwah.
Speaking of Hide Your Crisco, Knock Out the Daughters, and text messages, I got a great one the other day from... I don't have free text messaging, so people shouldn't text message me. But
me neither.
Like, I did
oh, wait, by the way, don't text message me, because I fucking hate it.
But I got this great text message from my friend Amber from Hide Your Crisco, Lock Up Your Daughters.
Wait, is the Amber here going to throw up? She's got a towel over her face.
Oh, no. But,
I'm drinking so much alcohol.
Are you drooling like the guy from... from Memoirs of a Geisha?
Yes, I am.
You're disgusting. So, this text message says, "We can always turn back time. That's why God made chair."
Isn't
that brilliant?
Musical chairs.
No, share. Like,
Oh, Cher.
If I could turn back
time.
Oh.
Oh my god, this room is so hazy.
Actually, I think we've reached our mark, I think.
No, wait, can I just say that the only time I've ever text messaged Daniel was during an emergency when I found out that Jessica and Nick broke up and I was so distraught that, like, I couldn't do anything but text Daniel because I knew he would understand my pain.
That's Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, by the way.
Alright, so I think we're going to end our podcast here.
Because
so,
I'm totally wasted.
So this has been William P. Hirschberger. I'm signing out.
And this is Billy Delicious.
And this is AMB Ambien.
Ambien in the house.
And this
in
is Larkin Tiny Thumbs McGee.
No, wait. What was the name that I came up with for that girl that we kept seeing?
No, it was Neil said it. It
no,
was real...
but I was the one
Pink
that came
Vagina,
up with...
Swimsuit, Jumpsuit McGee.
Pink Vagina, Swimsuit, Jumpsuit McGee. If you,
shout out!
If you hear this, please...
Change
talk
your clothes.
Please take off your outfit.
Please talk to me because I want to have female sex with
you. Or at least still...
you do not.
Or
just
at least,
kidding, I don't like girls.
Or at least still that hot lime green Vez voice.
I like girls, but I think you're gross.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Peace out,
okay.
You guys. We love you so much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks
Find
for
me
listening.
That I'm going to listen to this later.
And I'm sorry it was so chaotic.
It doesn't matter. It was awesome.
But you
it's
love it.
It's because Mom, you're ruining our port, was here.
Bye,
yes. Shout out. It's Pete, y'all.
Bye, guys.